This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Only way to start your day. I did tell you, Guti Namhlanje, it's Tuesday, and you know on our Tuesdays, we usually have Mr. Maqi in studio to speak about in knowledge hub, about anything that we need to know. He's from Kona Kona Lage, MUT, a library. He's our librarian, Lapanage, Mangosuthu University of Technology. Mr. Maqi, thank you so, so much once again for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you, Budawetu. Good morning to our listeners. The only way to start your day, this is Knowledge Hub.
Definitely. And Namhlanje, you are speaking about something very interesting that I believe won't come into your hand.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about money. No expectations, though. We're not bringing any cash, but
disclaimer.
Let's have a disclaimer. Yes, yes, yes. So let's have that conversation about money. Maybe let's break it into three parts. Let's look at what we know, right? And then let's look at what we do. And then let's look at the books. I mean, most of this conversation anyway comes from what has already been written. So now what we know about imali in the first place is that you are not taught about how to handle imali. I mean, schools refuse to take responsibility for that. The assumption is you need to be taught at home. So you need to see what your parents do. You need to listen to what they do about money. You need to look at how they make their money, how they keep their money, how they spend their money. Through that, you're also going to learn about imali. Now, the interesting thing that they say, Pudabut, is that, you know, in poor families, they always talk about money. Because money is never enough, you know. So it's always a source of discontent, worries, etc. And in wealthy families, money is never up for discussion. There's a joke. It's maybe the reason why they do that. The reason why the rich do not talk about money, it's a taboo, is because they don't want us who are poor to overhear them discussing how they make their money. But they spend these cards basically talk about what they're going to do with their time, with their money, rather than to be worried about demand. So I mean, in a way, that can create a gap where we can learn from each other in terms of how to handle imani. Now, as a child who was raised in that family, so if your parents are wealthy, probably you get spoiled. Everybody gets anything you want. You get six toys, you get six balls, 15 shirts for school. And if your family is not so doing so well, it's the opposite. But again, the interesting thing is that when you grow up, you may do the opposite. So you may be raised by parents who are, you know, not having a lot of money, but they look after the money they have. And when you are older, you do exactly the opposite. You want to overcome young and then you felt what you were missing out when you were young.
Oh yes,
and
true.
You overdo things.
Yeah.
So that's always an interesting one as well as how we grow up as human beings. Also, interestingly as well, kids as well from wealthy families. I mean, the guy might be driving a car, but you never see them carrying a kid. And who is student? Who is Wulele and Dagasholo?
Yeah.
When are you flashing your phone? Got 30,000. Yeah, now own my phone out too, the laptop, and all this. So now sometimes they also go the opposite way of, instead of flashing now the material possessions, unlike their parents, they also do the opposite, right? So that is the one, I mean, basically idea that we know. Families play an important role in shaping us, what beliefs we end up having about the mind. Then let's talk about the relationships. In the people that we relate to, especially, I mean, in cross-gender relationships between men and women, money is often a source of conflicts because men and women look at money differently.
Okay.
Women love shopping. I mean, they buy fancy clothes, things to make them feel good, to make them look good, right? But as soon as they have money, they spend it, right? But then again, they say that women spend a lot of their time worried about money. Where is my money going to come from? Right? Then men on the other side, they like to pay, and they like to pay for sex. They like to pay to buy love. I mean, so men, pay expecting to get something in return from the next person.
Okay.
When a man spends, there are always strings attached.
It's never so, just.
No.
Please note that.
It's never. No, it's never just.
It's never just, we're having fun.
No. So suppose, they work hard for their money. For them, it gives them a source of power. Now, women know that as well. So since women know that men also feel with the money gives them the power, then women use money as well to have this power struggle with men. So there's always that conflict because they know it's going to make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
So it's always just interesting to listen to baby mama, no baby daddy. In this case, bang, why, man, you know? So, because if for him to show what he loves the kid, she wants to see him mad. Interesting one.
Very interesting one. Just to take one comment here on TikTok, someone is saying, no cap, Mr. Marchi, see, I turned the maletina bagit, and no doubt about it. That's one lady there, Utembisa.
There's a confession. Exactly. Yeah, no, we already know that. Yeah.
Mm.
And also, interestingly as well, along the same lines of the gender, as much as we do say men and women, but so they tend to have different priorities, right? So women, they tend to use money on things that last.
Mm.
So they do tend to make their money go a long way. Look, if you end up having kids one day and you want to leave them a will, and you've got two, a boy and a girl, rather leave a larger percentage to the female child, because she's likely to use the money more wisely than the guy. Which is why women are afraid, to make their own money decisions. So they tend to look for advice more. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So let me tell you now, I'm going to tell you my language.
Yeah.
So we, as men, we tend to do things our own. Sometimes we make even stupid mistakes just because we feel with this my money. And
you can do whatever you want with your money.
Yes, I can do whatever. So nobody's going to tell me. So easy to pay like in Maliam. So that's basically the interesting things that we know about Imali. Now, the other interesting one put that way too is then, so they talk about money personalities. We know what as soon as we have money, your true colors show. So even in a mile, of course, but once I'm mile, you learn to turn like a cool, you tend to overdo. So people tend to show off. People tend to bring people around them also that are going to, make them appear with the Mali Sebe now. Now, the very interesting personalities, this book's about Kuluma now. So for me, is they talk about a fool. The fool is the guy or the lady who is restless. As soon as they have money, they just spend it. So you get a notification and then today the money is finished. It's not the issue the money is finished, but so where did the money go? So they use their money to impress other people. They use their money to make other people feel cool rather than to invest in themselves, So doing things that are going to help them keep their money. So hopefully, as much as we say we confess we love money, but also we are not fools with money.
Mm.
The second character is the bully. Globally, the players on trail.
Oh yeah.
And puts the money. I want to say that puts the money. I mean, I come to Zambia, but I mean, I suppose that car. So people with money also can be like that, So people like we with money. We are going to see some of the if we go to Kuluma. It's my car.
Exactly.
So hopefully you always hope, because man is not going to change people that much in such a way that they start becoming bullies, even in families. So the mundo wena or seven zayo, it is whatever.
Always, yes.
Always.
Whatever that person says, it goes.
Yes.
Because
So they, you do have that character who becomes a bully because they have money. And the last interesting one is the victim. Eh mina bathi ha ngabe nginemali manje ndiyenzeka ngathi mangifike ebank bangirobha ngathi mangifike so nje yena lethe good kune story about why ngalahlela wallet ngalahlela ukuthi so there's always a reason why their money is it's never their own responsibility ukuthi what happened they never take accountability for why imali yabo is finished but they always have somebody else to blame so they always have ama regrets so I mean we tend to maybe at different times at different places we tend to move around those different personalities with imali or without imali but again we are humans so we do change and we can change now so the three interesting ideas from the books uthi what can we learn about imali for me one is that for us to handle imali well we need to be patient as they say it does not grow on trees. Even if it does grow on trees, I mean it's but the avocado tree if you try to cut a pear, you must wait for 7 years. 7 years, 7 long years before uvune. Ufuna ukudla umbila next year uqala manje ukuthi utshale. And then so you're going to plant your seed today and suddenly tomorrow there's food. So Tinaga is cooler in this generation. We're going to see we buy from the spaza shop from the shop. We're going to see later time.
Yes,
so
yes.
So the yes. Patience is an issue. But the issue with money really is it delayed gratification. So receive your NS first notification with the money has been sent. And don't do anything today. Just sleep on it. So sleep on it, do your budget. Things will start, you know, taking shape with what is important, and then we're going to have that list. And so just remember that. And this is how also the wealthy make their money. They are patient. They can save for imali before they make decisions. That's the challenge, right? The second challenge with imali is you need to identify your dreams. The dreams that are worth sacrificing for. Right. So, because if you have money and you have no purpose, so you are going to jump to the very first thing you see because you are just, you know, following whatever it is in front of you. Now, dreams are dictated by whether we are head persons or heart persons. So some of us, we follow our hearts. See something I like, jump on it. So others we pause and we spend time thinking. I mean, what I find, just to confess, there are things that I'm a heart person on, and there are things that I feel I'm a head person. So Andre, think we all need to realize our weaknesses. But if in my case, if you sell me a jacket, so I'm more likely to follow my heart than anything else.
Then think about it.
So abantu baba kanjalo kunomuntu othanda umculo the moment you say to them here's a song they spend. So I mean so we all have that.
Wow.
So let's just be aware ukuthi imali it is going to affect us. But so long as it is helping us fulfill our dreams, improve our lives, let's go for that. And number three is we always need to consider how we are going to make our money. So where is the money going to come from? These days, because unemployment is so high, I mean, that's also why another reason I was talking about imali during August, which is Women's Month. There's this stereotype which women love money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, a few weeks back, I think last week, the Stats SA came out with unemployment results. I mean, the same story every time they release. We know what they're going to say. Unemployment is growing.
Women
are not getting jobs. And so it's a challenge, really, for all of us, how to make our money. Now, but for you to then to decide how you're going to make your money, you need to think about three things. So number one is whatever you are doing to make money, is it making you proud? So can you stand up and announce it to your family, this is how I make my money? Because if you can't tell us where your money comes from, it's a red flag already. It means you are doing something that you maybe you are not really proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just need to be careful of that. As much as we say, yes, siyayithanda imali, siyayithanda imali, but it's not, we can't be saying we will do anything. We will sell our souls just because we...
For money.
So for money. I mean, so that's for me, just a warning there. The other one is that also the relationships we have. So just because we need imali, we're trying to make money, it shouldn't really, you know, destroy those important relationships, whether it is family, whether it is the people we choose to love, whether it is the people we hang out with, our friends, and whether it is our colleagues. So, but really, imali should make us better friends, better sons, better daughters, better husbands, better partners.
Yeah.
If you are, it's going to be a problem. The last one, which is difficulty, because you know sometimes also when you chase money, you can't make the choice. But again, you will feel better if the way in which you are making money also gives you control of your own time. So you still have time to be you, to do other things, and to rewind. Because you do get people who work 20 hours a day because they have to make money. So those three things. One is, are you proud of what you do? So can you still keep your relationships, and are you still control of your time? So
yes.
At least that balance is going to make you feel good about the way in which you are making your money.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few books that people can read, put out. One is the most popular one that especially guys like to read. Kiyosaki, 1997, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He has some ideas there on what you can do. The other one, which is it came out in 2020, but it's popular now. And most bookshops by being a pun, it seems suddenly people are discovering it. Kulumange Psychology of Money, by Housel. There is another one also, the New Psychology of Money, which came up in 2014 by a different author. And Robin Sharma also now he writes very easy to read books. One of his is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I mean, interesting books. Again, it's a challenge on you to take the time to learn more what money means to you.
Yes.
So how you can make money and why it is important in our lives. Now, the sad story is that the people who actually have money don't have time to sit and learn about money, but they already have it.
It's a conveyor.
So it's a challenge to Tennessee if you side chase with how to make it, how to keep it.
Yeah, no, it's quite difficult, Mr. Matra, I won't lie. I've got such a very bad relationship with money.
Yeah.
And while in life, I'm seeing a friend of mine here, Snezio, who I know now was always struggling with the same thing. Always complaining about money, money.
Yes.
But just to round it off, as I'm a student, Asimango Sutra, as we've been listening to this conversation, you even gave us about some of the books, recommended some books. Maybe what advice can you give to us as Amanda was still on campus, we're still growing, and we're still going to have imali.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it's also baning akulu to a point where it might somehow overwhelm us.
Yes.
What can you say to that person as we are wrapping it up?
So, I mean, for me, just to emphasize two things. One is that patience. So please pause, take a glass of water. One advice is I see sort of sometimes must close because we know we always dream. If you were to win a lotto, this last weekend we saw something around 300 million, which is even can you imagine 300 million? Good old 300 million is about winning leg. Take 5,000 rand and go to a hotel, if you will, like corner where to, just the more bag was well. So you just walk in. I'm here to book a room for tonight. Yes. I mean, so let's just cast less. So I'm telling you, low 24 hours while you're patient, where you are lining things up, it's going to give you a little moment, pause. So patience is number one. Number two, the secret issue about our rich, but there's enough money for all of us. So money is not scarce. You need to position yourself where the money is. When if like ukona, I mean like umthombo, if you na manza ngithi uvuke kuseni and namanzi swa connection, but mofi ango three ntamba masekudlule so many other people,
I mean namanzi asekudlule.
Yeah. So okay, Nazi, I think but that's their secret, but about there's enough money to go around. So wow. We can
I wish I'd share the same sentiments. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I think for me, just those two.
No.
It's not scarce. Be patient.
Be patient. Thank you so much. That's Mr. Mike. Uti, money is not scarce. Just be patient. As we are wrapping it up, man. Otherwise, he's from a library. Yakona kona MUT. Library is still operating.
Yes. We open until 9 p.m. On weekends, 6 p.m.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Quite a lot of students, they utilize the library. And.